Welcome back to the Kurdish Research Audio Archive.
Great to be back.
So this is part one of a 10-part audio series we're doing. We're exploring the history of Afrin.
That's right. A long and fascinating history.
And for this first discussion, we're really going to zero in on one specific place in its earliest times.
Cyrus, the ancient city.
Exactly. The place known much later as Nebihuri. We're looking at the period from its founding, maybe around 300 BC, up to the 6th century AD.
Yeah, using the sources you've shared with us as our guide for this early period.
Our mission here is really to unpack what this place was like back then. You know, how it started, why it mattered, what traces it left behind.
And it definitely mattered. To understand its later history, you really need this foundation.
Okay, so let's start with basics. Location. Where exactly was Cyrus in this ancient context?
Well, the sources place it northwest of Aleppo. Important ancient city itself, Aleppo.
Right.
And while, you know, much later it sits near the Syria-Turkey border, back then it was really about its position within these bigger empires.
Strategically placed.
Very much so. Connected to key routes in what's now northern Syria.
Okay, location established. Let's talk about its birth. What did the sources say about how it got started?
They point pretty clearly to around 300 BC.
Okay, so that puts us squarely in the Hellenistic period.
Absolutely. Right after Alexander the Great's conquest had reshaped the whole region.
And this wasn't like a village that just grew over time. Sounds more planned.
Oh, definitely planned. It was very likely a foundation by Seleucus Nicator himself.
The founder of the Seleucid Empire.
Or maybe one of his immediate successors. You know, founding cities was a huge part of how they operated. Projecting power, Greek culture.
Controlling territory.
Exactly. Managing these huge new lands.
And why there specifically? What was the initial driving force?
The sources really highlight its first role as a military colony.
Ah, okay. Strategic again.
Right. These were just administrative hubs. They were outposts, anchors to hold down these newly conquered areas for the Seleucid Empire.
So, starts life as a Seleucid military strong point. Let's fast forward a bit. Rome enters the picture. How does Cyrus fit into the Roman world?
Well, as Rome expanded eastward, Cyrus just naturally got absorbed into the empire.
Makes sense, given its location.
And that location meant it slotted right into Rome's eastern frontier system. Its military importance didn't fade away at all.
It actually increased.
You could argue that, yeah. It became a key part of Rome's, you know, sophisticated border defenses in the east.
So still primarily a military garrison under Rome.
It was definitely a vital military station, yes. But its role kind of broadened.
How so?
The sources talk about it being a crucial corridor.
Corridor, like a transit route.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Linking the Mediterranean world with the Euphrates River, that's huge.
So not just soldiers passing through?
No, no. Think trade, communication, administrators, people moving across the empire. It was a key channel.
Sort of a bottleneck and a hub all at once.
Precisely. Which really highlights why this spot stayed important for so long, even as empires changed.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. From Seleucid outpost to Roman military and transit hub. But what about the culture, the beliefs of the people living there?
Ah, yeah, the religious landscape. Mm-hmm. It was, well, pretty mixed, especially early on.
Reflecting that crossroads status.
Totally. You had various pagan cults, some local Semitic traditions, definitely, but also a lot of imported Greco-Roman gods and practices.
A real mix.
A very rich mix, yeah. Sometimes blending together in interesting ways. Syncretism, you know.
And where does Christianity fit into this picture?
Well, it starts to appear during the Roman period. The sources suggest it was a gradual growth in the wider region, Cyrestica.
So communities starting small.
Probably.
Right.
Developing, getting organized over time. It wasn't an overnight thing.
Was there a point where it becomes like a major force in the city itself?
Absolutely. The big indicator the sources give us is that Cyrus becomes an episcopal seat.
A bishop's seat.
Right. And this happens relatively early, by the beginning of the 4th century AD.
Wow. Okay. So that means by then, Christianity wasn't just present, it was organized, established.
A significant structured part of city life with formal leadership.
Exactly.
Which leads us neatly into the Byzantine era, sort of the later part of our time frame here, up to the 6th century. And the sources say something pretty amazing happens then. It becomes a pilgrimage center.
Yeah, this is a really fascinating shift. During the Byzantine period, Cyrus gains this huge religious importance, becomes a major destination for Christian pilgrims.
Why? What drew people there? Was it a famous local saint or something?
Not exactly local, but it was about saints, specifically relics. The city came to possess the relics of saints Cosmas and Damian.
Cosmas and Damian, I've heard of them. Physician saints.
That's them, martyrs. The tradition says they were killed somewhere relatively nearby, maybe around 283 CE.
And their bodies?
Mm-hmm.
They were brought to Cyrus?
Correct. Transported to the city. And in that era, having relics of major saints like that, well, it was a massive deal.
Huge spiritual prestige. Immense. It would draw pilgrims from all over.
Mm.
People seeking healing. Blessings.
And they needed somewhere to house these important relics, presumably.
Absolutely. And the sources mention a magnificent basilica was built specifically for that purpose.
Building a whole basilica that really underlines how central these relics became to the city's identity.
It really does. It signals a major investment and a transformation into this spiritual magnet.
So we see this incredible layering, military base, trade route, administrative center, and now major religious hub. It's quite a story.
It really is.
Thinking about the site today, the place called Nabi Huri, are there any, like, physical footprints left from this specific early period we're talking about?
Yes, there are. Even now, you can see structures dating back to this time. The sources specifically mention a Roman hexagonal tower tomb.
A Roman tomb. Still there.
Still there.
Yeah.
It's a really tangible link right back to the Roman era of the city, long before its later history. A physical echo of this period we've been discussing.
Wow. That's amazing to think about. Oh, Hannah the Chai Lady is here. Roj Bosh Hannah.
Perfect timing. Roj Bosh.
Let's take a quick pause. Hannah, how's the chai looking today? Smells good.
Let's see. Give it a taste.
Okay. Mm. Is it good? Maybe a tiny bit bitter today? Or just right?
No, I think this is lovely, actually. Just right for me. Thank you so much, Hannah.
Maybe it needs just a touch more sugar for my taste, but oh, it's warm and perfect. Thank you, Hannah.
Delicious. Okay.
Right. Where were we? Yes, we've traced Cyrus from its start, Hellenistic military colony around 300 BC.
Through its vital role under Rome, frontier city, transit hub.
And then its rise as this major Christian city and pilgrimage site by the 6th century AD, thanks to Cosmas and Damian.
So putting it all together, this whole nearly 1,000-year span, what does it tell us about this place, this spot that eventually becomes Nabi Huri?
Well, it clearly wasn't just one thing. It was constantly evolving.
Exactly. But the constant theme is that it was a crossroads, a dynamic one.
A crossroads for empires, definitely.
For sure. Strategically vital. First for the Seleucids, then even more for the Romans, managing that eastern frontier, moving troops, goods, messages.
But also a spiritual crossroads, you said.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Once those relics arrived, it became a sacred destination. It drew a different kind of traffic, pilgrims.
And that reinforced the Christian community there.
Must have. Leading to the bishopric, the basilica. So its physical location, key for soldiers and merchants, also became profoundly important for the faithful. People seeking something sacred.
You know, understanding this early history feels really crucial. It's not just background noise. It laid the groundwork.
Completely. It shows the deep layers already present at this site before later periods. It had established importance, strategically and spiritually, which undoubtedly shaped everything that came after, even as names and rulers changed.
It's like the place itself had this built-in significance.
A great example of how history accumulates in one spot, layer upon layer, sometimes building on what was there, sometimes transforming it.
Okay, here's something to think about then. When you have a place that's super important strategically for empires, and it's deeply sacred for pilgrims, what happens when those two things mix?
Interesting question.
Like, what kinds of communities form? What ideas clash or blend? What conflicts might bubble up when you have soldiers and administrators constantly rubbing shoulders with people on a spiritual journey?
Yeah, you can imagine the flows of people, imperial officials, troops, merchants, pilgrims, all converging on this one point. How does that shape the culture, the tensions, the very feel of the place?
Right. How does that landscape, sitting right at that crossroads, absorb all those different human intentions, military power, commercial gain, spiritual seeking?
Something for you, our listener, to maybe ponder.
That feels like a good place to pause our discussion for today, covering Cyrus up to the 6th century AD.
We've really traced its arc from that Hellenistic military founding through its Roman integration to its Byzantine peak as a Christian pilgrimage center.
It's been fascinating to map out these early centuries.
So thank you for joining us for this exploration. This was part one of our 10-part audio series on the history of Afrin.
And we definitely look forward to continuing the journey with you in our next discussion.